But now if you're going to eat it with milk, a lot of them didn't like the bran. They'd rather have the other. And old cornbread's hard to beat. And mother used to like it with molasses, but I never did learn that. Mm-hmm. But she did. She liked molasses and cornbread.
Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law makes them all the time, and they are delicious.
So what exactly are they?
Well, it's just a corn meal, and you cook it in your hot water. And she makes it after turnip greens. You know, there's the water left from the turnip greens, mm-hmm. or a ball ham bone. And while that hot water is hot, well, you drop, just make your cornbread and have it in kind of little balls like, and drop it in there.
I see.
And it is really good.
Mm-hmm. But so it's a kind of dumpling.
Something like that. Only it's round and it stays together. Make it. And another thing that's awful good is just your corn meal and a little salt in it and no soda and nothing, and pour boiling water on it. And that's scalds your meal, kind of like mush, and then brown it. And it's good.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you make sort of like flapjacks or anything like that out of corn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're good too. See, they're kind of thin like, and with butter. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you use cornmeal for?
Well, nothing only the mush. Now you see that mush is hot water. And you just put a little bit of meal in it and salt and cook it and it'll thicken. Then you use it, if you like it, sugar and milk on it. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's easy to digest. And if you want a little butter in it, well, you can put a little butter on it and it makes it richer. But a lot of them just use it, just the sweet milk on it. Mm-hmm. And it's good.
Nice.
And if you have indigestion, excuse me, or something like that, makes a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I think of. That
you mentioned different breads. Now, the bread that you work with your left hand, that
biscuit,
that made out of white
white flour. And
excuse me.
No, that's all right. No, now we've got the self-rising flour, but used to we had to add our own soda and salt to it, and we used buttermilk, but now we use sweet milk. Time brings on lots of changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
Did you use yeast very much?
Yeah.
How was that? Somebody said that you didn't buy it, it was passed on.
They do have a foundation bread, they call it. But a long time ago, my grandmother and them would use, and I had an aunt that really made delicious bread. She'd make it, but anyway, you could start it by taking an ash potato and milk and cornmeal and a little flour and let it ferment. I don't know what else that she'd put in it. But anyway, she'd take it and roll them out real thin and put meal instead of flour on, like you'd roll a biscuit out. Well, you put meal on, and that made it. And then when it fermented, they'd dry. And then you use those cakes for...
I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's